We come to the table and we're reminded that what we do here is a physical ritual, but it has deep spiritual meaning. And this morning as we approach the table, I want to call your minds to one aspect to it. Now, these days, when we go shopping, there's something that we need, something about how everything is aligned and presented this day. When we're shopping, we're urged to get the best of whatever we're looking for, the best that we can afford. What do you do when you're shopping? You're reading reviews, you're making comparisons, you look at the number of stars, right? And you would never buy something if it only had 2 stars, if it had 1.5 stars. If you had a choice, you just wouldn't buy it. And if you had no choice, you would be hesitant to buy it. You want the best, whether it's a hair dryer, whether it's a watch, whether it's a car. You want the best. And sometimes we do that, not just with products. Sometimes we do that with people. I want the best spouse. I want the best people to be my friends. Do you know how Jesus chose his friends? He didn't look for the best people. He came for the sick, not for the righteous, but the unrighteous. He came for 2-star people. He came for the 1-star people. Jesus selected friends who would cost him. He chose friends who would not get him. Friends who would exercise his patience, tax his patience. He chose friends who would lower his own reputation. Jesus chose friends who would ultimately cost him his life if he wanted to maintain that friendship. This table is something like those reviews. Not a review of how great we are, though. It's a review of how much Jesus desired to make this relationship with him work. He wanted to pour out his life to bring us to himself, to bring us to God. And he did this so that he could take us home, take us to his house, introduce us to his Father, and say, "Behold, these are my friends." So in this meal, we take bread, the body of Christ who came down from heaven to live among us, to live for us. In this meal, we take wine, the blood of the innocent Christ who died for our guilt. And so when you take the supper, you're remembering this, that Jesus called you friend. And Jesus is so committed to you that he wants to remind you every week that he's your friend. He died for your sins. He lives for your justification. Jesus arranged this new Passover, and he says, "Do this in remembrance of me. Don't forget. Don't forget. And I'll feed you as you do it." If you know Jesus Christ in this way, that you are trusting that he's the Son of God who died on the cross for you, that you couldn't add to it, that you could never deserve it, that you can't continue to do it apart from what he's done and did. If you're trusting in him alone, then come to this table. If you don't know Jesus this way, stay. Don't take the supper, but stay. We'd love to tell you more about it, but don't take the supper. It's only for people who want to profess that they are Christ's. Let's pray now together. Lord, we pray that as we do this, we would remember you, that we would know you, and that we would feed on you. We need to be nourished spiritually, not just have our minds fed, not just have new ideas, but we need to be built up in the inner man. So we pray that you would spiritually nourish us with Christ in this. Take the wine, take the bread, and build us up. Knit us to him. Keep us living in him, we pray. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night that he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks for it, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, as I, ministering in his name, give this bread to you. When Jesus did it, he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, Jesus took the cup, and after he gave thanks, as we have done in his name, he gave the cup to his disciples, and he said, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."